Told you four things that I like to carry with me, and I gotta check, try to make sure I got with me when I leave out. I can make it through the day without them, but my day might be messed up, and might not go that well. My cell phone. I always check, do I got my cell phone? And again, I'm getting old, sometimes I forget that. But cell phone, my keys. Check, make sure I got my keys. Make sure I got my wallet. And got my watch. Those are things that I try to check and make sure I have. Alright? Now I've been using it as a, from a spiritual standpoint to bring out some points. First thing I wanted to bring out is, and we talked about it, about using your cell phone. Communication with God. Make sure God can hear you. Make sure you're talking to God. Make sure God is talking to you. Make sure God is listening to you. There's a way you come at God. There's a way you communicate with God. You need communication with God. If you don't have communication with God, that's like hell. No communication. Hell has no communication with God. And so you want to make sure you're in communication with God. Make sure you got your cell phone. Your keys. Jesus has keys to the kingdom. Jesus has the keys to the heaven and hell. Jesus has the keys to life. You want to follow Jesus. Following Jesus is a whole... It's like a whole education about following Jesus. But if you're going to follow Jesus, if you follow Jesus, he'll open doors for you. Follow Jesus. Now, following Jesus, you got, and we talked about it, you can't be arrogant, you can't be prideful, you can't be disobedient. If you're going to follow Jesus, you're going to have to obey Jesus. And so we talked about that. So we talked about cell phone communication. We talked about keys. Now we're on wallet. We're on wallet. What's in your wallet? Hat. Alright? Wallet. Two things. Well, now, there should be two things in your wallet. One, ID and money. Okay, now I know if you're a woman, you got a purse, you got everything in it. You got tools, and you got all kind of stuff up in there, shoes and everything. But ID and money. Alright, now, let me back up just a little bit. I'm believing that it's January now, that I'm going to make it to December. I don't know. It's not promised me. God didn't write it out on paper. I don't know. But if I do make it to December, I want to be closer to God than I am today. So when I make it to December, I want to be closer to God than I am in January. And so there's certain things I take with me, or I check for me to make sure. So when I end up at the end of it, make it to the end of this year, I'm closer to God. The reason I am, because I'm checking on these things. Here's one of them. My wallet. First, ID. Jesus said, you will know them by their fruits. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. You will know them. You will know who's mine by their fruits. Your ID. Who you are. You'll know them by their fruits. By this, you all may know that you're my disciples, for you have love for one another. Love is patient. Love is kind. That's how you'll know. That's our ID. If you're a Christian, if you belong to Jesus, you have fruits. The fruits of the Spirit. You have love. You're patient and you're kind. I ain't patient. You better get it. Part of your ID. Jesus was talking to them one time. He said, hey, he was talking to some Pharisees, the people in the church. They go to church all the time, they sing, they do all that stuff. But he said, you are of your father the devil. I know you. I saw your ID. I can tell who you are because of the way you act. You will know them by their fruits. Check your ID. How are you acting? Christians are forgiven. Christians are repentant. That's our ID. Check yourself. Make sure you got your ID. Sometimes God has to remind me, say, man, watch yourself, check yourself. You ain't acting right. You acting like somebody else. There's two fathers. There's a father up there and there's a father down there. Don't be acting like that one. Like you're a child of that one. Act like you're the child of that one. Check your identity. So I check myself. Am I using my fruits? Am I in love? Am I forgiving? Am I repentant? that will keep me in check, that will keep me in check, and that will get me closer with God. Your identity. That's number one. Two, money. Money. Two verses, and then we're through. We're out of here. All right? Jackie cooking some fish? I'm going to eat some. All right? We're out of here. Number one. Oh, well, two things. Two verses about money. First one, I like the way Jesus broke it down. It was sweet. Broke it out in Matthew. Broke it down 22. He said this. Give to Caesar what is Caesar. Give to God what is God. Simple. I like that. He broke it out. Give to Caesar what is Caesar. Caesar represents the world. Give to Caesar what is Caesar. If you go to food line and it costs $5, the food you bought or the stuff you bought costs $5, pay $5. You go to Walmart and the stuff you bought costs $10, pay $10. Give to Caesar, give them what they ask for. Don't cheat them, don't con them, don't rip them off, don't steal. Give to Caesar what is Caesar. But give to God what is God. That's all you got to do. It's that simple. Now, I don't push people. You do what you want to do. You give how you want to give. Let me tell you how I give. If you give me $1,000, if I get $1,000, if I work for $1,000, this is what I do immediately. I take my check. I go to the bank. As soon as I put it in the bank, I go to the teller, pull out my $100, put it in my envelope, stuff it in the bank, in the box. That's what I do. Now, you can do whatever you want to, but that's me. I give to God what is His. I give to the world what they want. I give to God what He wants. God will say, man, give some money. You see that person over there? Give him $50. Okay, I'll go give it. You see the person over there? Give him $20. I'll do it. I give to God what He wants. I give to the world what they want. And one of the things that keeps me right is this. And it's cute when they're small, when you got little kids. Like if you have little kids and you give them something, or like they're in your house and they got their own room and they got their own little bed and they got their own little clothes, their own little shoes, you know, and they say, this is mine. This is mine. This is mine. They run on in, this is my clothes, this is my shoes. And you give them some money because they did something for you. This is my money. And they run around and they keep, they run around, this is my money. It don't get cute when they turn 15, 16, 17, 18. They in your house, talking about, this is my house. This is my room. Get out of my room. This is my money. These are my clothes. And you have to put them in check. Hello. Hey, fool. No. This is my house, those are my clothes, those are my shoes, that's my money, all of it belong to me. I brought you in this world.
I can take you out.
You don't own nothing. Only reason you got it because I let you have it. I could have killed you and got rid of your body a long time ago. Nobody would know. Where the thing is? I don't know. God can do the same thing. Whatever you got, some of us come up, we come up with, this is my money. This is my money. Your what? God letting you breathe. And any time God can say, and you, you know, like, oh, baby, choke you right there on the spot. Everything belongs to God. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Everything belongs to God. And at one point, there was time in my life, I thought, God, this is my money. God was like, no, it's my money. I tell you what to do with it. Oh, I'm sorry. I figured it out. God blesses you. And so, give to Caesar what is Caesar. Give to God what is God. Now, you do whatever you want. I'm just telling you what I do. Because He's straightened me out. Second verse. 2 Corinthians talks about this 9. It says, God loves a cheerful giver. When you give, make sure when you give with a smile. I give, I in my mind, it's kind of like, I want to give. If you don't want to give, do not give. Do not front, do not play, because God can read it. And it ain't going to work. You ever seen a machine, and you put the money in there, and the money come back out? And you put the money in, and the money come back out, and it won't work? Well, that's what it is with God. If you give with an attitude, you have put money in, and you just got it back. You ain't getting nothing. The thing you're after, you're not going to get. You're after, you're not going to be blessed. Whatever you do, when you do it, don't give with an attitude. It's kind of like, I got some money right here. All right? And this is my wife too. All right? And I just say, man, I want you to give me a buy and do this for me. And I said, I don't want to do this. Whatever. Take the money and throw it at her. Catch the money. You go ahead and do it. Now, I gave her the money. Now, here's the deal. The problem is I probably might not wake up. You know, when I go to sleep, he might kill me. Knowing Jackie, the way Jackie is, Jackie say, I don't need your money. And she'll throw it back at me. Give my money back. And she'll throw it back at me. It's only $1. She'll throw it back at me and say, I make my own money. I don't need your money. God don't need your money. If you throw money, if you give money with an attitude to God, God don't need your stuff. God trying to help me. I checked myself. One last thing. Van Arrington point of view. I make this up. This is just my point of view, okay? Nobody else. This is my point of view. I see that there's three, I call them three groups. There's a poverty group, there's a rich group, and there's a blessed group. I wanted to be rich. I've told you this before. I was going to be a rich and I was going to be famous. I was going to be a super football player and I was going to be rich and famous. I was first going to be rich. I wanted to be rich. I want to have all kinds of money. And I wanted to be rich. The problem with being rich, ain't nothing problem with having money. The problem with being rich is you're stingy. It was all about me. I wanted to be rich because I wanted to have the stuff. And when you're rich, you can be rich and won't even pay a person right beside you who's struggling, you won't even pay him any attention. When you're rich, your mindset is, I got mine, you have to get yours. I don't care nothing about you. And that's the kind of attitude I had. I wanted to be rich so I could show you I got mine. And if I did do anything for you, I wanted 6 o'clock news there. And I wanted to be in every magazine. Because I wanted everybody to know. And when you got that mentality, hey, I want to be rich, you're stingy. There is a poverty group. There is a group. Now, some people are born in it. And are they coming to it? And they didn't mean to come into it. They didn't want to come in. But there's some, they choose it. They choose that life. They choose, I want to feed off people. I want to get on people. I want to take from them. And I want to steal. I want to rob. I want to do stuff. I want to con people. I'm too lazy to work. And they got a poverty mentality. They don't want to work for nothing. And they got this mentality, I'm going to get over on people. And it's funny because I used to work and do ministry in the projects, and you got everybody living in the projects. Ain't nobody got no money. And who they robbing from?
Each other.
They own stuff. I didn't want that life. I wanted to be rich. God said, no, here's what you want. You want to be blessed. If you got a poverty mentality, you'll steal. If you got a rich mentality, you're stingy. If you got a blessed mentality, you share. I want to be blessed. If you're blessed, it doesn't matter if you got a lot of money or not. You share. I know people, they got plenty of money, but they have a blessed mentality, and so they share out of their overflow. I know people, I know it because I went there. I went to Africa. I went to Zambia. I went in their houses. They had a house, no floor, no lights, no running water. And yet, they were blessed. They gave what they had. They served me food. They gave what they had. They blessed. They're blessed. I want a blessed life. I don't want to be rich anymore. I want to be blessed. I want to be able to bless people. And if I happen to have a whole lot, I'm going to bless. And if I happen to have a little, I'm going to give what I have. I share. I don't want to be stingy, and I don't want to steal. I want to be blessed. I can do that if I trust. Does that make sense? A little bit of sense? Father, I love you. I thank you. I praise you. You're an awesome God. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Y'all be blessed. Yes.
Can I just give a scripture verse, please?
Yes.
Okay. A black man at George.